SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, penyakit jantung adalah penyebab utama kematian di Australia. Rata-rata, satu orang Australia meninggal setiap 12 menit akibat penyakit kardiovaskular. Dalam hal serangan jantung, satu orang Australia meninggal hampir setiap jam. Tahukah Anda bagaimana mengenali tanda-tanda serangan jantung dan apa yang harus dilakukan jika itu terjadi? Berikut ini sebuah rangkuman mengenai hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Borshe untuk SBS. Semakin cepat Anda mengenali tanda-tanda serangan jantung dan mencari pengobatan, semakin tinggi kemungkinan Anda akan sembuh total. Menurut Australia Heart First Aid, penyakit jantung koroner telah menjadi penyebab utama semua kematian selama lebih dari setengah abad. Data dari Biro Statistik Australia menunjukkan bahwa hampir 13.000 orang meninggal karena penyakit jantung di Australia pada tahun 2021. Kami bertanya kepada ahli jantung Gary Jennings dari Heart Foundation apa yang sebenarnya terjadi ketika seseorang mengalami serangan jantung.
What happens is it's when there's a narrowing and a blockage of one of the main arteries that supply the heart muscle, and the heart muscle doesn't get enough oxygen and other nutrients, and it can't survive under those conditions.
Sementara tanda-tanda peringatan bervariasi dari orang ke orang, ada beberapa tanda umum dari serangan jantung. Ahli jantung Rob Purcell dari Queensland Cardiovascular Group mengatakan bahwa kita harus waspada terhadap nyeri dada.
The first sign is pain, chest pain. And the chest pain, if it's an acute heart attack, will be severe and unrelenting. It will be present on the usually the left side of the chest, but can be more central. The pain will radiate to the jaw and down the left arm. And so that's one type of chest pain. There's another type, it's called angina, where a person gets a more chronic version of the same pain. And it's also due to coronary artery disease, but not an acute heart attack. And that can be pain that is worse when you walk and better when you rest, and it's in the same place.
Gejala lain termasuk sensasi tersedak di tenggorokan, lengan terasa berat, sesak napas, mual, berkeringat dingin, dan pusing. Segera hubungi 000 jika Anda merasa Anda atau orang lain mungkin mengalami serangan jantung. Setelah menghubungi 000, Rob Purcell mengatakan ada beberapa hal yang dapat Anda lakukan untuk membantu orang yang kemungkinan terserang penyakit jantung itu.
The only thing you can really do about it is get to hospital as quick as you can or call an ambulance. You should take an aspirin at the time. That would help. The ambulance officers would give you aspirin when they turn up. You should sit down and rest and avoid putting any extra stress on your heart until someone gets to you to further diagnose it and further treat it.
Anda mungkin tidak yakin bahwa Anda mengalami serangan jantung. Namun jika ada sedikit keraguan, pergilah ke rumah sakit. Gary Jennings mengatakan setiap menit sangat berarti.
Quite often you might think someone's having a heart attack and they're not, but that doesn't matter. It's much better to have people checked and found to be okay than to miss people who are having a heart attack and leave things too late, because the treatment in this case is a very urgent thing. Every minute can result in saving more and more of the heart muscle and a much better life down the track for people.
Di Australia, setengah dari pria dan sepertiga dari wanita di atas usia 45 tahun akan menderita penyakit jantung di beberapa titik dalam hidup mereka. Angka-angka itu tinggi, namun kabar baiknya adalah bahwa pada umumnya dapat dihindari. Rob Purcell mengatakan kuncinya adalah memiliki gaya hidup yang sehat.
If you're in an increased risk of a heart attack, if you're a smoker, if you're overweight, if you don't do any exercise, if you have high cholesterol, if you have high blood pressure, and if you have diabetes. Also, if you have a strong family history of coronary artery disease. So the answer to how do I avoid a heart attack is don't smoke, maintain a normal body weight, exercise, eat healthy food, avoid excess cholesterol in the diet. If you have high blood pressure, that needs to be treated. If you have diabetes, that needs to be very well managed.
Gary Jennings menjelaskan mengapa mereka mendorong orang-orang untuk memeriksakan tekanan darah mereka.
Because we know that at least a half the people in Australia who've got high blood pressure either don't know about it or don't have it brought down to healthy levels, and we know that that's something that would make a big difference to heart disease in the community.
Ahli jantung memiliki saran terakhir yang bisa menyelamatkan hidup Anda, yaitu turun dari kursi tempat duduk Anda dan mulailah bergerak.
We've learned about the hazards of sitting too much, of being sedentary. It's not just lack of physical activity, and more our life revolves around sitting in front of a computer, sitting at work, sitting in a bus or a car going to work. And one of the perils of modern life is that we sit too much, and that's something that plays through to heart disease and other conditions.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai penyakit jantung dan apa yang dapat Anda lakukan jika mengalami serangan itu. Laporan tadi disusun oleh Audrey Porcher untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.